There's liberty, okay? And you know what? I'm not going to despise you for your Saturday observance. Really. But don't judge me. Just so you know. And I'll say this more to you. It is time, high time, for us to wake out of sleep. If you've been weak for all those years, following after days and months, let me let you know, you are still walking as a child under tutors and governors. You need to come out of that. And ultimately, if you're really seeking to be justified by that, and you think, and you're judging people who aren't doing those things, Christ is becoming of no effect to you because you're not seeking Him by faith. Really, really, really. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. I love that verse. You knew I would love that verse, didn't you? For through the Spirit we wait. We wait. Wait for what? The hope of righteousness. Like, oh, well, I hope God decides to let me be righteous. No. We talked about hope in other books, but I'll talk about it now. Hope is, means in Greek, elpis, expectation. Hope is like when you think it's going to rain, and you take an umbrella because you expect rain. Taking the umbrella is kind of like faith, you know. Oh, I hope it's going to rain today. I'll take my umbrella. Now, we wouldn't say it like that in English. We would say, I think it's going to rain. I expect it's going to rain, so I will take an umbrella. We use hope. Our word hope is not a perfect translation of this Greek word. Okay? Just so you understand, the Greek word is, you know, we wait for the expectation of righteousness by faith. And so I said, it's like, you know what? We have to have Christ formed in us. That's what the hope of righteousness is. I mean, we have to have that formed in us. And you know what? It takes some time. Okay? But don't get lazy in it now. And don't make excuses for yourself. Well, you know, I'm still working on stuff. You know what? I don't make excuses for anything I do. Not before God. Because once you start excusing yourself, you know what? That's not faith either. And don't justify the things you do that are not of Christ and say, oh, I'm righteous. Christ is not formed in you. You're just jumping the gun. In fact, that to me reminds me of Hagar. We were talking about last chapter. You know, Hagar is kind of like when people jump the gun. And they start doing their own righteousness. And they say, well, you know what? I'm not really loving the brethren the way Christ did. But I'm going to love my brethren in my own way and call that righteous. Sure, I can bite and devour them and, you know, and treat them in a way that's not right. And I'll consider myself righteous. That's Hagar. You know why? Because you're jumping the gun. You're saying, I'm not going to wait for that baby to be born. Nah. I'm just going to go have sex with the handmaid and claim that's the child. See? The promise of God. Righteousness. Ishmael. That's my allegory for you. It's an allegory, but you can apply it in many ways. Not just the way, because, you know, I'll tell you, the Spirit of God reveals things to me too. This is another way you apply that allegory. Abraham received this promise of righteousness. The hope of righteousness. Isaac. Through Sarah. But instead, Sarah says, take my handmaid. Jump in the gun. Jump in the gun. And then receiving a child. Look, it's the promised child. But that's not Christ formed in you. That's not Christ formed in you. That's something else. Wait for Christ to be formed in you. So I'm not going to declare my righteousness. God will declare my righteousness. by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith with which it worketh by love. Faith works by love. The love of the truth, the love of the brethren, love of God, the love of God towards us, primarily. I see the way faith really works when God loves us. Because he loved us first. Verse 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever ye be. He doesn't know exactly. He's saying in verse 7, things were going well. So who did this to you? Tripped you up. You were going in faith and they said, whoa, whoa, gotta be circumcised. You gotta obey the Sabbath. Or the doubters come in. And instead of righteousness, they place something else that's not righteous. And you can tell things that aren't righteous because when you examine them with the law doesn't testify to their righteousness. Okay, and I mean the law of Christ, which is the whole Bible, really, taken in context. I mean, because the New Testament is filled with all kinds of do's and don'ts. You know, do this, do that, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free. That could be a law. You gotta do that. And meaning it's all depends on the eye of the beholder, the way you are treating this. And I'll tell you this, if you just reject these laws, the laws of faith that need to be followed, because what it is, it's not that you don't follow them. See, I shouldn't say that. They have to be given. We seek them by faith. Meaning, God, help us that we might stand fast. Strengthen our faith that we could do these things, right? And that's how we obey the truth. God sends these things to us. We fulfill them. Not according to, and what happens is, this is what I was getting at, I almost lost it for a moment there.